Hello, friends, and welcome to the second episode of Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. I'm your greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss, and as you know, the focus of my podcast and my life lesson videos on YouTube and in my coaching in general is to help you reboot your mindset, your health, and even your careers. To get you out of that feeling of being stuck and to move you forward towards a life of greatness. Today, we're going to take a closer look at some of the things that you might be doing, either consciously or subconsciously, that may be making your life harder than it has to be. Naturally, you can live a life in a way that makes it challenging, or you can live in a way that makes life much easier. Some people are highly skilled at making life more difficult than it needs to be. Are you one of those people? You probably know a few people like this. Even if you're making your way through the universe with a minimal amount of grief, it's likely they could be doing even better. I want you to consider these possibilities to avoid making life more challenging than necessary. First, do you lack goals? Without goals, you can't ration your time effectively because you likely lack priorities. People without goals have a tendency to find ways of amusing themselves or simply enjoy doing nothing, but that does little to enhance their lives. But by spending your time poorly, it only makes your life harder as it creates a situation where you're putting out fires rather than making progress. If you're new to setting goals or struggle to set and achieve your goals, I invite you to check out my online course, Goals to Greatness, available on the Teachable platform. Simply go to stepuptogreatness.teachable.com and enter promo code PODCAST to get the program for 25% off. This 6-module course features fun and informational videos, questionnaires, and worksheets that dive deep and dissect what you really want to accomplish, and it gives you an opportunity to work one-on-one with me for some extra accountability. Again, that's stepuptogreatness.teachable.com and the promo code PODCAST to get 25% off. Let's move on. Do you waste time or procrastinate? People with easy lives use a good portion of their day to accomplish things that matter, often doing the most important things first, and the rest is just bonus productivity. However, the more time you waste each day, the more chaotic your life becomes over time, and the further back you push accomplishing the things you really want in life. By procrastinating, you also face the repercussions that come with not getting things done, or getting them done poorly because you're too rushed, because you waited at the last minute. Some people like to tell themselves that they work best under pressure and at the last minute, but you're playing with fire because you lull yourself into a sense of false security when you truly have no control over outside forces that may arise if you keep gambling by waiting to that last minute. Think about how much drama you may have or could possibly create by procrastinating. Using your time well can help you avoid a lot of these challenges. Next, do you think too much and do too little? There's the saying that as long as you keep waiting, it's never going to be the right time, so you might as well take action now. Many people spend too much time thinking and gathering information, waiting for that right time. However, nothing happens until you actually do something. Sure, it's good and prudent to make informed decisions, but nothing changes if nothing changes. If you're spending too much time thinking each day, your life isn't as easy as it could be because you aren't moving anywhere different from where you were yesterday and the day before that. Fourth, do you fail to learn from your mistakes? There's no reason to make the same mistake twice. This brings me to the second part of my unstuck method, which is an acronym for the word unstuck. If you recall, the first part was the you, and that was to understand that you have a choice. You have a choice to take action. You have a choice to pursue the things you want in life. Again, understand you have a choice. You also have a choice to do nothing, or in this case, to do nothing different when it comes to your mistakes. But here we are at the second part of the Unstuck Method, which is the N. And no, it doesn't stand for nothing. It stands for note. Note the power, the transformation, the change in your life from making a decision to take action. What I'm referring to here is using a journal of some sort. The type of journal I normally refer my clients to is keeping a gratitude journal, where they're able to write down the different positive things that happened that day. Most health and fitness plans have you track your food and exercise, which helps decipher why or why not any physical changes are or aren't occurring. AKA being able to see that you ate too much of this or that and learning from that mistake, or maybe your muscles aren't toning or growing as quick because you've been using the same amount of weight or repetitions for too long. But you can always use a traditional journal, keeping note of the things that occur in your life, and that way you can reflect back on it and see what you could do differently. Simply put, if you learned from every mistake you made, you'd have an amazing life. So again, that second part of the Unstuck Method, the N, is to note. Take note, keep a journal of some sort. Okay, hold up. I want to talk about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Okay, back to the things that are probably making your life harder than it has to be. 5. Do you worry about things that you have no control over? We all have worries. It's natural. But what do you worry about in an average day, and what does it accomplish? This one takes some practice, but often when we worry, it's because we're trying to rush things, when really what you need to do is slow things down. Take some deep breaths and ask yourself, is there anything I can do about the thing I'm worrying about? If the answer is no, then move on to doing something else that will help you not only forget, but make you feel productive or even relieve some stress. If you spent that time you normally spend worrying over something you can't control and instead on something more relevant, you'd be amazed at how it would impact your life. Next, do you fail to build good habits? You already have some good habits, like brushing your teeth. so it's possible to build additional good habits. In his book, Atomic Habits, author James Clear suggests setting yourself up for good habits as well, especially when it is moving you towards something you want to accomplish. Do you want to build the habit of writing each day? Because maybe you want to write a book? Clear your desk of any and all possible distractions, leave out a pad and pen or pencil, or make sure your computer is not connected to the internet, and leave your smartphone in a different room. That way, you can sit down and just focus on writing. Do you want to lose weight? Set your gym clothes out the night before with your keys at the bottom of them, so you literally have to touch your gym clothes to get to your keys. Remove all the junk food from your home, or at least make it harder to access them, and make sure the healthier snack items like fruit and vegetables are more readily available. When you establish positive, meaningful habits, your life will be much easier. Negative or ineffective habits lead to big challenges. So we need to try to get rid of those negative habits as well, clearly. What positive habits will you start? Next, do you fail to plan how you spend your time? Avoid waking up each day without a clue of how to get the most out of your day. Make a plan or to-do list the night before with the most important things for you to get done at the top of the list, and do your best to complete it each day. A more specific way to do this is to time block your days. This is basically blocking off specific times in your day to accomplish specific things. It may seem a little tedious and extreme at first, but it proves to be very effective on making people more productive. Imagine what your life would be like if you could do this on a regular basis. Next, do you spend your time with negative people or those that struggle themselves? If you improve the quality of people in your life will improve too. And vice versa, spending time with those that struggle will cause you to struggle as well. And lastly, do you compare yourself to others? Let go of the comparisons and strive to be better than you were yesterday. It won't take long before your life is amazing. You gain nothing from comparing yourself to others, especially when it comes to social media. No one is posting about the terrible things going on in their life. They're always trying to show the positive, the good things. So don't worry about comparing yourself to others. No one else's life is perfect either. Just try to be better than you were yesterday. Clearly, there are many aspects to life that are beyond your control. Challenges are a part of life. However, there are numerous ways you can make it a lot harder than it has to be. Conversely, there are ways to make life a lot easier. Take action on some of these tips and discover how much easier life can be. I sincerely hope this list helps, and I would love it if you would help me help others by sharing this with someone you know who tends to make life harder, and make sure you subscribe on your favorite podcast provider, and if able to on that platform, be sure to leave a review, as that helps the algorithms to help others find me as well. In the meantime, this is the Greatness Facilitator, Dustin Gress, reminding you to keep moving forward and step up to greatness.